Hello, everyone. I'm Kylie from China Telecom. We have talked a lot of details about the protocol. Let's have a relax to see if you can find the auto server and have same language with auto server, and can get the information from auto server and use it. What can auto server do in a real network? Okay, next slide. This presentation have a two part: the trial setting and the trial result. We have this trial in the China Telecom last year, lasting for 4 months. Okay, next slide. Okay, the network. Network is provided by China Telecom. China Telecom is the largest broadband service provider in China, serving over 60 million fixed line broadband subscribers, more than 200 million network management by 31 provincial networks, and we cooperate with a P2P application provider named Xunlei, also called Thunder, serving 20 million users each day and contributing 20% inter-province traffic in the trial network. Okay, next slide. We conducted a trial in one provincial network with 7 million broadband subscribers and 11 man networks. This trial deployed both auto and P4P server and catch servers. Okay, here is the network components. There are three network components. The SAG, we called a service access gateway, acting as an auto server, and catches 16 of them with 1.8 terabyte storage and 15 gigabps bandwidth. MDS, a management and deployment system, provide a browser-based interface for network operators. Network operator can use MDS to update the information about network topology and geography location of IP address, and different traffic management policy by modify the network map and the cost map. Monitoring the SAG and P2P cache running states and analyze the static states of Xunlei P2P traffic. Next slide, please. Okay, here is a network configuration. We just have a very very simple setting. We defined this is not 11 PID. We defined the 12 PIDs. PID 1 to PID 11 represent the 11 months of trial network, and PID 12 represent the rest of the internet. In the cost map, the redirection cost between any PID from PID 1 to PID 11 has the same value 1, and the redirectional cost between PID 12 and the other PIDs has the same value 2. It's very simple. Okay, next slide. Okay, this is about the Xunlei algorithm. As we know, auto server can provide the information, but the effect of the traffic optimization depend on the auto client how to use it. There is some general information about Xunlei. Xunlei is a hybrid application utilizing both tracker and DHT, and about 85% of Xunlei traffic controlled by Xunlei trackers. So we just the Xunlei trackers need to do some modify to acting as an auto client. The Xunlei client don't need any change. Here is the Xunlei tracker's peer selection algorithm before trial. He using a two property of the peers, SPID and UC upload capability, to do his peer selection. The peer selection priority is the same as PID. We have higher priority than a different PID. And if the peer has the same as PID, with a higher UC will have higher priority than the lower one. So next slide. Okay, after we cooperate with Xunlei, Xunlei changed his trial algorithm using the to use the auto information. With the auto information, the SPID of peer in the trial province changed to SPID low dash PIDX, where PIDX is the PID to which the peer belongs. For example, the original SPID of peers in the trial province is CT, that means China Telecom, and the peer's IP address belong to PID 1. Then the SPID of the peers is changed to CT low dash PID 1. Update and Xunlei update his peer selection priority to the peers have same IPID will have higher priority than the different SPID, and different SPID will have a higher priority than the SPID with a PIDX suffix. This is not the perfect algorithm, but in that time, that's the best we can do. Next if the list requested from the trial province, the maximum number of the return peers from Xunlei tracker is set to 120, not the normal case of 400. Okay, so here the data collection methods, because as I mentioned before, the Xunlei traffic is about 20% of the inter province traffic, so we can measure it using our ISP's own network OEM system and DPS system, and we can also collect this information from the data from Xunlei. Provide the inter-province and intra-province traffic flow statistic and average user download speed. This data, the average user download speed we can't get from our own system. Okay, next slide. Okay, as we know, the Comcast has do the same trial of P4P. Here is some difference between us. The first one, content. In the Comcast trial, there's just one content and divide two file swarms for comparison. In our trial, all Xunlei file and stream contents are involved in about 4 months. Next one is auto P4P configuration. This always depend on the specific network. In our trial, it's a trial PIDs, and peer selection algorithm. As I know, this Pendle algorithm is read by the jail and running by the Pendle. So in our trial, Xunlei's algorithm, we just give them the requirement, they finished it, and they implemented it. We use a tracker, use a catch, and Comcast no catch. The monitoring in the Comcast trial, just the Pendle client loggers, you can't see the effect from the network. In our trial, we can observe the effect by our NMS system and DPI detection system. Okay, next slide. Okay, here are the trial results. We divide out, we have two phases. One phase is a no catching server, and the other is with catching server. The first, we reduce the Xunlei inter-province outbound traffic about 42 gigabps, about 50% of the outbound. This is monitored by our DPI system. and reduce the total inter-province outbound and inbound traffic. In the phrase no caching server, the average user download speed slowed down about 10%.
Vijay Gurbani. So when I read your draft, I was actually intrigued by why did the average speed slow down? Because you had indicated that you preferred high-speed peers over low-speed peers. So what should typically happen is you should see clustering of the high-speed peers with other high-speed peers and low-speed peers with other low-speed peers.
I think the most reason is Xunli just returned 120 peers, not the normal 500s. This reduces the peers which can serve the service request peer.
But even that, I mean, a normal announce, at least in BitTorrent, returns, I believe, 80 peers, not 500 or 120.
Oh. that is, Xunli has this comparison just between we do the auto server, we cooperate with Xunli, and we don't cooperate with him. He just returned 500.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Maybe that's an answer to Vijay's question. What we've seen in simulations and what can happen with Alto is if you localize traffic, you can guide peers to other peers which are then overloaded, and so it can actually slow down traffic. It can happen. So if you guide a peer to another peer which is close by, but this peer is then, a lot of peers are guided to this peer. This peer may be overloaded and cannot serve you so fast, and then it slows down traffic. But you localize traffic, so you do save costs.
But an overloaded peer typically would not accept your connection, or it'll put you in block state and not serve your content.
Right, exactly. And that means if you then you would go back to the tracker, you mean. But on average, it might slow down downloads. I mean, 10% doesn't seem a lot to me.
So to continue this theme, quick question. What for the typical user, their local connection, what's the typical speed?
About 270 kilobps. 270.
Yeah. What was
download
their speed? Like,
download
what,
speed.
What was their download speed?
Download speed.
No. What was it again? 270. What was their broadband connection or whatever connection? What was that provision speed of their connection? Do you know? What would be typical for China Telecom?
In the Tri Province, the average of the subscriber access bandwidth is about 300 kbps.
Yeah, is that? I mean, well, here's the reason why I'm asking. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to set you up. One possible explanation for why you have a lower user download speed is it may have been that in some significant number of cases, maybe the peers that you're dealing with were in places like Japan or Korea or some other place where we know that there are very fast download speeds or upload speeds as well. And it may be that as you localize them out, right, and if the typical broadband speed within your footprint was lower, then effectively you're kind of giving up those fast uploaders, and then you're keeping within your ISP, and then that may, you know, lower your overall average. So it might have been, you know, good for the network, but maybe it wasn't as good for those particular users, because I've always kind of conjectured that you could see maybe opposite effects for that. If somebody had a pretty good network, the more localization they did, you know, the better they looked because they were pruning off all these other low-speed ISPs that were feeding their customers. So it'd be interesting to know. That's why it'd be interesting to know for these particular users, you know, what would be the typical ISP provision speed for those particular customers and to see if, you know, maybe that's why they got hurt.
Yeah, just the same explanation as I thought compared as Wendy. However, for further think, I'm not sure if Xunlei has some inter-domain supernode who makes their performance before the trial better than after using the trial. I mean, is it true that in Xunlei's network there are some super peer who may install in maybe not locally, but it really has a high speed to make them acting as a supplement and the source of their localized peers?
In fact, I don't know if he has a super node to do that.
Because we know that most of the customers of Xunlei is in China, so at first I thought that we can imagine that after the trial, their domain super nodes are the customers with higher speed is limited because of the local selection. However, it should be all restricted in China. So I'm not sure if that Xunlei has some specific installed supernodes to help this.
Oh, as I know, Xunlei has not have the supernode, but the specific number, I don't know.
So my question is that, after the trial, will the Xunlei eliminate the supernodes who will occur in its previous peer list?
This I don't know.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Bing Song from Huawei. From the result, I don't see how much traffic is from the cache server and how much.
Next slide. Next slide will show.
Okay. Good.
Okay, this is the phase of with caching server. Adding a cache with 16 caches, 1.8 terabytes each, and have a 15 GPBs total bandwidth. The inter-province outbound and outbound traffic almost the same. The reduction of the inter-province outbound traffic are almost the same as the first phase. The reduction of total inter-province inbound traffic is about two times than the first phase. 28. The first phase is about 12 GBps, and the average user download have a 30% increase with 4 GPS cache bandwidth and about 80% cache occupancy.
David Bryan, before I ask this question, can you go back one slide just for a second? I want to make sure it's not answered here. Okay, go forward again. So the first slide told us what the total outbound traffic before was, so you could get a sense of what the improvement was there, but I don't think I saw what the total inbound traffic was. I was trying to get an idea when it says it was reduced by 28 gigabits here per second. What percentage is that of the total? How much of an improvement is that?
This information is a little sensitive.
I deleted it. Yeah, it makes it really hard to know then how significant that number really is.
Sorry for that.
Yeah, it's great. Worth presenting. if it's out of a terabyte, you have
3 minutes. Oh.
Hi, Bing, again. Just to answer Rich Wendy's question, what is a bandwidth provision in China telecoms network? It varies from 2 meg to 10 meg. That is download. About half of the download.
As one of the subscribers of China Telecom broadband service in China, I would like to say I have seen three categories today. One is 500 kilobytes, and the other two choices would be 1 megabit and 2 megabit. So that is today's China Telecom's access speed.
That's ADSL. I don't know the. That's downside. Downward.
In Jiangsu province, we already have 4 meg download speed.
Right. Okay.
He's speaking for I'm speaking for Beijing city. So I'm not speaking for other city.
Okay. Next slide. Oh, here is the conclusion and future work. Auto information can substantially reduce the internet ingress, egress and ingress traffic. Observe the slight slowdown, about 10% in application speed without cache server. Network storage can recover the lost speed. Our future work about evaluate more details on the slowdown. And determine possibility of improving speed, broader deployment, and more device type of application. We cooperate with PPS, some P2P streaming service provider, and maybe try a lot more province. collect ISP configuration and the P2P application algorithm deadline or best practice and contribute to Autumn. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Excuse me, one question. Do you plan to implement more fine-grained cost maps in your trial? For example, the endpoint cost or endpoint property. So I'm very interested in that.
If it is necessary, if it has an effect, we will try in this year, maybe.
Okay, thank you.